Welcome back to HealthLink On Air, produced each week by Upstate Medical University and University Hospital. Linda Cohen along with you. In this crazy busy world of global events that can change the course of our lives in a nanosecond, many of us feel helpless to affect any changes or make a difference in our own lives, let alone the lives of others. But superheroes still do exist, and not just in the movies. We have one such superhero right here in our own community, who by the sheer strength of her own commitment, determination, and passion for young people has changed the lives of thousands right here in Central New York. Mary Nelson, a community activist and founder of a Syracuse Youth Center and the annual barbecue and school supply giveaway, is here with us this morning to tell us about her work and her newest endeavor. Welcome, Mary.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
So glad to have you with us. First, I understand you've been affiliated with Upstate Medical Center for many years in the radiology department. How long has it been? And tell us about that.
Well, since 1999, I came from Cross Hospital, and I applied for a job here in radiology and was hired back in 1999. And been here ever since.
And what do you do for them there?
I'm front desk receptionist. I check in patients and do demographics. But I'm a people person. I love people. So you can't put me in a back room.
It's quite obvious. It's quite obvious with all that you've done. So how did you get involved in all of this community work? Tell us about that. When did it start and why?
To be honest, it started basically with me losing my nephew, Daryl, back in 2002. But I think I've been doing this all my life, you know, as a young girl.
You lost your nephew how?
To gun violence. Mm-hmm. He was shot in 2001. He died a year later in 2002 from complications right here at Upstate Medical University. And being home that day from work, I had called in and told my boss that I wasn't coming in. And she didn't question me. Just like she knew where my mindset was because me and Daryl was very close. And at the time, I was working not only at Upstate, I worked at Syracuse Behavior Healthcare as a women's halfway house part-time at night from 4:45 in the afternoon to midnight. Mm. So on both ends, I had families just going through drugs and, you know, violence and so forth. So when this happened to my family, I really thought, how can you could live your life so perfect and then this happened to you with drugs? Because we never had in that circle, you know? So when Daryl was shot, it was not only he lost his life, it also took me to another era. What could I have been educating myself to what was going on with the violence and the drugs? Because his best friend that night had called him, wanting him to come out, and he was going through something. So Daryl said, you know, I'm in bed. You know, he said, please, Daryl, come and get me. And, you know, Daryl didn't know where he's going to walk into. His brother James asked him to take him to Burger King. He said, well, come on. I said, I'm going to check on my friend. You can ride with me, too. So he got in the car and he left. And they went down there and to go pick his friend up. And he see his friend, but he had a black hoodie on. Instead of him coming to the passenger side of the car, he walked around the whole van two times. On that third round, he came to the passenger's side. He said, man, that was wrong what you did. But Daryl didn't know what he was talking about. He said, what are you talking about? Come on, man, get in the car. It's like midnight here. We got to go. I got my brother back here. And he started shooting.
Oh, my God.
He was on drugs. He stopped popping ecstasy pills.
Oh, my God.
So he's hallucinating. So, you know.
Terrible loss.
And I look at people say, well, Mary, how can you forgive this young man for taking your nephew's life? Daryl forgave him.
Wow.
Daryl lived a whole year after he got shot. He forgave him. Drugs can do a lot of things to you.
Well, tell us now, how did you get involved in the annual school backpack giveaway? Because I understand that this, you're in the ninth year, and you basically had 15,000 backpacks you gave away this year?
No, we got to go back. And we had 16,172.
Oh, my goodness.
16,172. My first year, like I say, I had called my boss that day and said I didn't want to come to work. And I saw a young kid running from the police at 12 o'clock noon. And I said to myself, this kid should be in the school. Why are you out running from the police this time of day? So not only as a concerned neighbor, also a parent, I went down off of my front porch. And I said to him, I said, why are you running from the police? oh, I got something to do. I got to make money, take care of myself. I said, no, you don't have to make money, take care of yourself. I said, why are you not in school? He said, I do go to school. I said, well, then why are you not in school today? I graduated. I said, graduated from where? From high school. I said, why are you not in college? He says to me, well, I'm trying to make money and go to school. I can't afford to go. I said, listen to me real closely. See where I live at right here? Catacorn for where I live is a young man who do on point for college. Okay? When you get out of your problems, you come and see me. You come and see me. I'm going to get you through school.
And?
He came back. He came back and his boy graduated for 2 years of liberal arts from Morrisville College.
Unbelievable.
Yes, it is. But that day, it took me back in my house. And I said, Mary Nelson, no more. You can still do your barbecue for your family and friends. Do something that makes your kids stay in school. They have what they need for school. It was just something God put on my heart. And I wrote a letter to the mayor that day. And I said, if I were to invite you, would you come for my little neighborhood barbecue? Daryl died in June. And my first barbecue was a month and a half away. I had 850 kids and their parents the first year.
Unbelievable.
And 13 sponsors.
Unbelievable.
And now we're up to 1,000 sponsors.
You really are a superhero.
Yes. You know, I don't know if I want to be called a hero. I want to just be Mary. I want to be the person that anybody can come to me and need help and I'm there for them.
Well, you certainly have been, and you've affected so many lives. And you got this award through Regis and Kelly a while ago, the $50,000, and turned that into the youth center.
Into the youth center. But you have to also look at when, you know, people don't realize in your everyday life, people are watching you and what you're doing. See, that award from Regis and Kelly just didn't come because they knew who I was. It was somebody in my community here that took the Posting Achievement Award, what I had got.
Yeah, that's
April.
Right. You were a person of achievement.
Yes,
for Post Standard
and they took
as well.
That. They didn't know me. They cut my article out, just my face, and say, please investigate this woman. And all the 10,000 applicants, God sent the angel down and dropped my envelope right there and out come my article. And they said, this is different. Because people send letters, they send DVDs. It's a piece of paper. What are we going to do with this? And producer of the show told me they started Googling my name. And that's how I got the Regis and Kelly Award.
It's amazing. But then to take the money and to create a youth center, what's your hope for the youth center? Well, are you hoping to accomplish there?
You know, with my back-to-school barbecue, I saw my kids once a year. I wanted to be able to have them somewhere to always go to. Not just the kids, the families, even the parents.
Like a community center.
Like a community center. We have been running this center for the past year. Believe it or not, no grants, no federal or state grants.
Well, I understand someone in the community was very generous and helped you buy the building.
And that came from after my money started dwindling from the Regis and Kelly show. It started going like I got down to the last $1,000. I knew I couldn't pay my lease anymore. Now, people don't understand. Catholic Charities is the one that reached out to me for that building. They wanted me to, they saw the building there, and what they had for the building, it wasn't happening. And they said I could put life back in it. I went to them, and I said, listen here, I can't afford to pay the lease anymore. And Mike Malera said, can I help you? And I said, yeah. I said, what you mean? And he said, he helped me construct a letter.
Mike Malera was involved with Catholic Charities.
Yes, he was. Right? Yes, he was. And he's a good man, a blessed man. He helped me do a letter. And we got that letter out to the public. One of my sponsors, who always every year give to my back to school, he just makes sure I have whatever I'm short as far as backpacks and school supplies, he makes sure I have. But he never really been down there to see it.
So he's like an angel in the
background. He is just like an angel. And he didn't see the article. One of his employees saw it, and they said, your baby's in trouble. And he said, what do you mean? And they showed him the article. He called my phone. He said, I want to see that youth center pronto. And he said, I'm on my way down there now.
Incredible.
And when he got down, one of my receptionists sent to the front desk, he was looking around. He said, you know, I've never been down here. I thought I was going to walk into a big building, we're giving up school supplies. I didn't know this was this beautiful inside here.
That's amazing. Tell us what types of programming that you're offering and what's your hope for the center?
I offer in four areas: education, health, career, and services. I look at those four areas can help a family.
So you're helping the parents connect to services.
You have to help the parents to help the kids.
Right.
You have to. You just can't take the kids and do all this stuff with the kids and send them back home to that environment. It's not going to help.
Right.
What I hope for our youth center is that we will continue to grow to help a lot of people. And what I want for all centers here in Central New York is to be unified, to come together.
Where do you get all the volunteers?
Well, you know, let me tell you something. I model myself off following people giving back to help others.
Well, it's obvious.
I model myself off. It don't have to always be about money. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of teachers are retired who comes back and they give back to help others.
That's incredible.
Yeah, and that's where it comes from.
So you must have a lot of volunteers working.
We have right now in place is 42 in place every day.
Incredible.
We do free breakfast, lunch, and dinner down there.
Extraordinary. Well, I know you had a new effort just recently where you're trying to go back to the initial idea, the whole idea of trying to prevent youth violence.
Yeah.
So tell us about that, what's been happening.
Well, you know, I want people to understand, not them to think because I went back to that era in my life because another nephew of mine was shot, my great nephew, on Halloween. Now, he's the one that is in real bad condition upstate right now, the 15-year-old. And that day, I raised right now 7 foster kids also. All my kids are all grown and at the house. And all their mothers had them this past weekend. And that weekend of Halloween, and the day before, I had a big Halloween party at my youth center. And God, I felt when the kids would be safe instead of going out in the streets trick-or-treating. It could get dark, you know? And I had just came from Paradise Market. They had a band out there. All the kids was gone. Someone was going to do Mary that day, have a good time. On my way home, I live right on Wood Avenue, and I see all these police cars and lights. Oh, my God, what is going on now? Did some kid get hit by a car trying to trick-or-treat? And see, that's what I thought. When I went in the house and I sat down, my baby called me. She said, Ma, she said, where you at? I said, I'm home. She said, Ma, Savon got shot. I said, what do you mean Savon got shot? He got shot trick-or-treating. My heart just dropped. I didn't know what to do. I just did not know what to do. I didn't know the circumstance of the story. I just didn't know anything. I stopped making phone calls trying to get over his mother. I finally got over his mother. She took him to surgery.
In the little bit of time we have left, because we're running out of time, just tell me, what are you hoping to accomplish right now with this work because of these shootings, these senseless violence?
Well, I tell you this, we're not going to stop it all in one night. We need the parent to play a big, major role.
So you're trying to get the community to
come
out.
Community to come together. What I'm looking for, community awareness, looking for communities to become unified, the schools to work in this. I'm looking for those cameras they want to put around Syracuse because they're not putting cameras in your home. They're putting outside. You're a public person when you come outside your house. Looking for the truancy van. Looking for a new laundering law. Not only ticket the kids, ticket the parents.
So you're working with the local government.
Yes, I am. Today, I'm going to meet with the mayor and the chief of police and talk about everything we came up with on Saturday.
Because you had a meeting this past Saturday.
Yeah.
You had 500 people at that meeting?
I can't believe it.
Unbelievable.
You know, let me tell you something. These parents came out in numbers. They brought those kids out in numbers. We know we got a bag of onions out there, and some rotten onions in that bag. We have to pull those onions out.
Mary Nelson, community activist, miracle worker. You're an inspiration. You really are. I wish you all the best. You're spinning straw into gold every day.
I am. I'm just a little, like a little battery. You keep on going, charging. Just keep charging me up. I'm going to keep going.
Well, keep on going. Thanks so much for sharing your work with us. We've got to take a short break, but we'll be right back. So stay right there. I'm Linda Cohen, and this is HealthLink on Air, 570 WSYR.